If you will, turn to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23, we're going to look at verses 13 and following by way of invitation this evening. Luke 23, it is an account of Pilate's conversation with the chief priests, the rulers, and the Jewish people after the accusations had been examined that they had made about the Christ. He said to them in verse 14, "You have brought this man to me as one who misleads the people. And indeed, having examined him in your presence, I have found no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. No, neither did Herod, for I sent you back to him. And indeed, nothing deserving of death has been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. It was necessary for him to release one to them at the feast." And they all cried out at once, saying, "Away with this man and release to us Barabbas, who had been thrown into prison for a certain rebellion made in the city and for murder." Pilate, therefore, wishing to release Jesus again, called out to them, but they shouted, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Then he said to them the third time, "Why? What evil has he done? I have found no reason for death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go." But they were insistent, demanding with loud voices that he be crucified. And the voices of these men and of the chief priests prevailed. So Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they requested. And you'll note that even an individual who had no real bias in this regard, an outsider, this Governor Pilate, he recognized and acknowledged that Jesus had done nothing that was worthy of death. That the accusations that were raised against him were not valid, not true. Now there is a reference in 1 Peter, the second chapter, concerning the suffering of Christ, where the writer Peter takes it a step further. Not only does he say that the charges that were raised against him were false charges, but that Jesus never did anything wrong. He affirms that Jesus was perfect in his life, that he was sinless in his life. And he talks about that death on the cross as well in verse 21, 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21. "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. That when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." Jesus was not guilty of any wrongdoing, and yet he was crucified. Jesus was not guilty of any sin, and yet he was crucified on the cross of Calvary. And we are so grateful for the fact that he was willing to take upon himself that sacrifice, that our sins might be paid for, the guilt and the consequence of our sins might be escaped. And it is as a result of what has happened to him that by his stripes we are healed. We have the hope of life. And so we are so thankful to God for sending his Son, and so thankful to Jesus for dying on the cross for our sins, and shedding his blood that our sins might be taken away. We're so grateful that after 3 days in the grave, he was raised from the dead. We're so thankful that because he lives, we have the hope of life. And we have offered an invitation to you this evening, to where if you have never taken advantage of what Christ has done for you, you can do so this evening. Repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away because of what he accomplished, grace that was extended by our Lord, you can have the hope of heaven. We offer that opportunity to you this evening. If we can help you or any other answer that invitation call, we extend it to you now and ask that you come. One together we stand while we sing.